Yeah, that's true too. A lot of stuff is not really repairable in your ham shack anymore. You have older equipment. So, and that does bring out some people to the ham fest too, is the possibility of older equipment parts and things. So I know we're going to have a tube guy there. He's got quite a few tables he bought, I think 4 or 5 tables, and he's going to be there with all his tubes that he has. He's there every year. And that attracts a lot of attention. We also would like to get a connector vendor there, somebody that has a variation of connectors. That would be, we had a guy, and I think he got out of it after the COVID thing. He didn't want to do it anymore, so losing him was a big deal. That's something I always look forward to replenish my connectors. But, well, Mel, I hate to cut this short, but it is almost dinner time, and I'm still finishing up my settings here on this node, so I want to make sure it's working right, but heard you out there and didn't want to leave you hanging, and wanted to say hello. Been a little bit since we talked. And I did forget that you lived in South Bend, but I remember now. We've talked a few times before, and it definitely is nice to chat with you on here and hear how things are going over there in Arizona. I'll probably go another round or two and then say 73 after that. So go ahead, Mel.